is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley. Hit it.
Hey, gang, and welcome back to the old Hard Feelings podcast. I'm your host and CEO and president of Hard Feelings, H. William Foley. Ladies and gentlemen, joining me in the studio today is a lowly comedian.
I'm surprised you gave me that much credit for how big your ego is this afternoon.
He's a weekend warrior, folks, coming at you all the way from Dunder McGilly in law offices. Give it up for Kevin James Ryan, everybody.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to The Horror Feelings. Thanks for having me, Hank.
Of course I jest and my ego steps before my body, which...
which is saying a lot, because your body's still in Queens.
But you know you're my best friend in comedy, and we're partners, and we're doing this thing. And let me tell you something.
This thing is hot!
I know you know... guy, because you handle the books. Took a look at that spreadsheet today.
Oh my god.
We're going to buy this fucking place.
The numbers are in.
We have a legitimate podcast now.
All before it was smoke and mirrors.
We have an actual fan base.
Yes.
We have to thank you, and we want to keep it fucking going.
To the thousands of people out there.
I want to be the ISIS of podcasting. We're going to get in there and take over.
What?
I don't know. Do weird shit with chicks? What do those guys do?
Not that, I don't think.
They're not cool.
Yeah, I know that much. But also, I want to take a shout out to everybody, the emails I'm getting. Dude, we're getting emails that people are then emailing me, shitting on me for not reading the emails yet because we haven't been able to get to them. We got a couple. So we have a backlog of emails that we'll start doing like two at the end of each episode to
clear them
out.
Let me ask you this, full disclosure. Is that true? Because usually we lie about that stuff.
No, that's 100%
true. So we're successful.
We're lying less.
Ooh, all right. That's pretty good.
Jackpot.
I remember the first couple episodes, you're like, fuck, like we were Santa Claus. Like there were stacks of them coming in.
No.
We had elves running around the hallways here.
No, there's a couple of emails lying around I got to get to.
Nice.
As well as also, guys, keep leaving iTunes reviews. We know the numbers.
Keep leaving iTunes reviews. Keep fucking five-starring. Keep sharing it. Let's go, motherfuckers!
Because we know the numbers, and like 90% of people listen to podcasts on iTunes. That's like what, they're just like the numbers. Most people listen on iTunes.
Apple, and, man, those guys.
And the numbers are not lining up, people, all right?
What do you mean?
We only have like 50 five-star reviews.
Okay.
When we have thousands of people listening, and there's thousands of people listening on.
Yeah, you guys are fucking lazy.
You know what I mean? Get on it, motherfuckers! I got hard feelings towards you assholes!
That's right, we got hard feelings towards you now! And let me tell you something.
You don't want to be on the other end of this gun.
Oh, you don't want Kevin Ryan mad at you. You ever see The Babadook?
What?
It's a scary movie. Imagine waking up with you under your bed.
Was it in black and white?
No, it wasn't in black and white. It was a couple years ago. It came out on Netflix. Very popular indie film. Also want to see that movie, The Quiet Place, with Emily Blunt. It just came out. Ooh.
I don't know what that is.
It's a horror movie, man. Get into pop culture. Do you know what's going on out there? Let's start with that. All right? Zuckerberg's on trial down there in fucking
DC. He's not on trial.
They're grilling him down there.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
That kid's a robot, huh?
Ooh, oh, man.
That's a good-looking kid.
Take me to your leader. Jesus Christ. That hairline looks sewn on.
Hey, buddy, Comic-Con's three doors down.
Jesus Christ, you fucking noodle.
That guy could have us killed. Isn't that crazy?
He's hearing this right now. He listens. He wrote in.
They listen every
He's got hard feelings with the U.S. government. We got to read he emailed me.
Somebody told me last night, was talking to a comic, and I was just saying about the targeting of the advertising. You know what I mean?
Sure.
And like me and my girlfriend, I swear to God, my girlfriend showed me some carpeting on her phone, and then
in her undies. They don't match the drapes. I'll tell you that much.
Baby, we're coming in hot. She got a full bush. Smokey the Bear lives down
there.
Your
dad's down there looking for Charlie, huh?
Ooh, caca night!
A little bit of Agent Orange down there.
Holy shit. She showed me carpeting on her phone, and then I swear to God, the next day on Facebook, that carpet was fucking on my phone.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Dude, they have it where if you say it, I do. I'm not talking. You can be like, yo, I want to go to Iceland. I want to plan a trip to Iceland. And then fuck yeah, I guarantee.
Some Icelandic dude goes out, Fliegerdiggy.
Fliegen Gorbin. Now, when you get home, you're going to be on Facebook and they'll be like, hey, Icelandic Air, fucking deals to Dusseldorf.
Okay, so I was saying that to somebody last night, and they said that actually on Facebook that the interface is actually unique to each person. Which I don't know. I just said, yeah, I know. It's crazy.
In your face.
Yeah, I wanted to look like I knew what I was talking about, but I don't know what an interface is. So what does that mean?
What? You talking to me?
Yeah. What is an interface?
Programming director Carmine Spaghetti, everybody. Take this.
Has left the building.
Yeah.
What's an interface? You don't know.
Yeah, like if you like Slam Dunk and you're like, oh, interface.
When you do the chops by your dick?
If you dunked on your grandma, you'd be like, oh, in your face, dude. Fucking dude, in your face.
Speaking of Philly, which that's a classic trashy Philadelphia accent Kevin just did.
Yay, dude.
How about that situation in Starbucks? Is that fucking a sin or what? Two black guys going to Starbucks in Rittenhouse Square, very foo-foo area in Philly. They're hanging out waiting for a friend of theirs. So they didn't want to order. Gentlemanly thing to do. You be a dickhead, fucking order without your buddies. Fucking manager.
I think the gentleman thing to do.
What?
Is text your buddy, hey, what do you want I'll order? I'm just saying pure gentleman.
You going that route? Hey, the numbers just got up. Now you're throwing us under the bus? What do you mean?
We'll be
in Britbart in 2 weeks.
I
understand.
You're saying what it is.
But still, that
of
is
course.
A nice thing to do.
Wait for all guests of the party to arrive.
Manager calls the cops.
Sure.
Says they're trespassing.
Well, I don't think it jumped that high that quickly.
I think it did.
No, I think, I mean, the reports, I don't know. This is going what I reported from Zuckerberg. I think he asked them, was like, hey, listen. Like, they were like, hey, you either have to buy something or get out. And I think they were like, no, we're having a meeting. We're waiting. They were like,
that's not fucking cool, man.
I don't know. I'm just acting like, I'm fucking Johnny Starbucks over here.
I don't know.
So, and I think that from what I understand, they refused to leave. That's when they called the cops. When people are getting mad at the cops, and it's like, it sucks, but it's like they're responding, and like that's what the commissioner of Philadelphia said. He's like, we're responding to a call from, you know, like a call for trespassing. Like, we have to act a little bit.
So you go in there and you say, what's the fucking problem? Are they not or anything? And they say, we're waiting for you. That's not a fucking police matter. That's fucked up. That's racist.
My question is,
and it turns out they're two fucking real estate brokers, and their friend actually did show up.
What? Oh, my God, I'm sorry, I'm late. I thought you said 12:15. I'm sorry. But how quick did all this transpire?
I don't know, man, but it's too quick. It's getting out of control. It's getting out of control. And that bullshit with the cops, where we're just doing our job, fuck that. You have to have some kind of fucking compassion.
I understand, but...
And I understand it's a difficult job, but don't give me that bullshit like I'm some fucking left-wing liberal over here.
Fucking all right? Snowflakes.
I'm right in the middle, baby.
I thought it was springtime.
I just want everybody to be fucking cool.
I need my snowshoes on in here, because you are one fat snowflake.
A snowflake is to the left or to the right?
I don't know. You tell me.
Which was Tommy Lauren on?
Who?
Tommy Lerner.
Oh, that hot piece of ace.
That's a ski lift I want to be on.
I like to ride those slopes. Huh?
Anyway, let's get to some hard feelings, because Uncle Hank had a pretty tough week.
You said you got some big, juicy, hard feelings for me.
I just said I had a tough week.
I'm fucking prepping the audience. Oh. I'm a broadcaster.
Well, number one, I want to throw this out at you, because this just happened. I don't know if this was... borderline, not racist, but like...
I'm going to say yeah.
So I'm working at a Starbucks.
They just would not order.
And if you're waiting for somebody, what do you want,
I get it, man.
That's racial profiling, and that's fucking wrong.
Of course. I'm not saying it's right.
I feel like I might have did it just here. So I'm walking to the train today. I'm out in Astoria. The kids are getting out of school.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Brothers.
No,
I'm kidding. There's no black people in Astoria.
Yeah, there is.
Again, I'm joking.
It's
calm
the most
down.
Diverse place in the world,
yeah,
that, Kevin.
Yeah, but they're like Polish,
it's
Iceland,
all happening
Nordic.
In Queens. Got everything out there, huh? Whatever you want.
I know, I used to live there.
Soft serve machines in every corner. Classy. You know what's a dump? Brooklyn. Losers. That place sucks. Got taken over by a bunch of fucking nerds.
Yeah, it's all rich kids.
Yeah, whatever. It fucking stinks over there, too. You know how, like, up in your neighborhood in Washington Heights, you walk out the door, in 2 minutes, you're at, like, a fucking street. Like, you feel like you're in New York City. Out there, I feel like I'm in the fucking Walking Dead. There's, like, warehouses and all these shit.
Oh, yeah.
There's, like, a couple of streets that have shit on it.
My thing is, you ever been into one of the bathrooms over there? They're all the same 1920s, but I feel like I'm walking into Prohibition.
Where? In Brooklyn?
In Brooklyn, or, like, any of the cool bars or anything. You walk in, it's like, ding, 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 dude. It's all 1920s bullshit with the tile.
It's garbage.
Fucking take a hike. Be original.
It's absolutely garbage.
Fucking Asians. All right, get into some hard feeling. What do you got?
I'm walking to the train, and I see a middle-aged Asian guy with a little white kid, little white girl, mm-hmm. maybe like 6 or 7. And I kind of like just...
And you think she's kidnapping him.
I just...
Get in the car, mister.
That is a terrible kid voice. No, but sure I took a second look, and I felt bad about it.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, then you know, you don't look, and fucking next thing you know, dude on the news, he chopped her up and he ate her. You know, I don't know. But what's that connection? How could...
That's what you would do if you were a fucking kidnapper?
She was eating goldfish, too. It could have been her dad.
But like, what's bad about taking a second look?
I guess you're right. All right.
I mean, if I saw... Yeah, that's just normal. It's two people that are typically always together.
Not together.
No, but I'm saying, like, a black dad, or, you know, a black older man and a young black kid... That's mm-hmm. just used to seeing together an old Asian guy and a young Asian girl.
He wasn't old. He was like he's probably you know he was he looked like an architect. Picture like what like an Asian architect would look like. You know, a young professional.
Part
guy.
Of the Yakuza.
That's not it. They don't do architecture. They're in a little something else. Starts with an H.
Yeah, but I mean, what do you feel bad for that? How's that hard feelings?
That was a little taste, a little buffer.
He said I got hard feelings.
I felt bad about it.
I saw an Asian guy walking with a white broad.
All right, here's one of my things. All right, now, as a server in the service industry, which I mm-hmm. work part-time for not much longer.
Full-time? Because you're switching to full-time. Got the brunch shift.
It's going to be a good summer, folks. I can tell you that. So I feel that when I'm in there, if I'm ever a dickhead, which I am sometimes, that I'm going to get in trouble, okay? And,
sure.
like, I try to be overly nice and all that stuff, and people are just fucking pieces of shit all the fucking time about that kind of stuff.
What do you mean?
They're just dicks. When I, you know, we've talked about this. When we go out to eat, we're nice to people. When fucking people come in, some of them are just such fucking losers. And not even, like, mean, but just, like... Where, like, you can tell you feel this, and this is an overlying issue that I'm going to present to you today, which it could be coming from my insecurities and I could be projection, but I feel like they think they're better than me. Like, if I walk up to a table and I say, hey, everybody, how you doing? And people don't turn and say, hi, how are you? I'm fucking losing it. Like, is that a dickhead thing?
Hank, let me tell you a little thing. I don't know. I don't know. I feel the same way you do. I think we're also wound too tight. I don't think everybody thinks that way. You know,
I say something to somebody and they don't fucking respond
addressing
back,
the
I want to punch them
but
in
it's
the
different. You're addressing
face.
The table as a group. You're not addressing them as individuals. If it was a table for one and you walked up and you're like, hey, man, how you doing? He looked up and then looked back down. Yeah, fuck that guy. But it's a group of people. The one might be distracted that he's reading the menu. He might be, you know, he might have got a text or like an important text or something and he just checked out for that minute. Like, I've talked to you or I've said something to you and you haven't registered it. You know what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah, but we're friends.
So? That
you go
give
into
you
a fucking public place.
I know, but what if they're just not aware?
You take your fucking head out of your ass.
They just check out for a minute or
whatever.
A second.
I
you
think
know?
You're defending
me. I'm not defending it. I've also thought this, and so I'm trying to, you know, I've thought about it on both levels. And I think, like, there's had to be times where me or you, someone has walked up and been like, hey, what's up, guys? And, like, you've just been distracted. There's no way you've responded 100% of the times in your 49 years of life.
Well, yeah, if I'm eating or something.
Well, that's
if I got a hot dog in my mouth, yeah. Don't get your hands too close. Yeah. Okay, so that's my situation, all right? And then, okay, so I found...
This is at your waiting tables job, right?
Yes, it is.
All right, just checking. Wait, because you're the waiter, right?
I'm the server, that's right.
I call it a waiter.
I'll also be in the new movie, Set It Up, which comes out on Netflix July 15th.
As a guy dropping off food.
I'm a delivery man.
Oh, so you're moving up. You got wheels now. Look at you. A wheel man. I'm not the driver you want. I'm the driver you need. Oh, yeah, I don't have a license.
What's the address? A toothpick in my mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where I come from as an approach to service, all right?
You also eat out of the garbage, too, so it's a two-way street.
All right, now you know I'm a bit of a foodie, and I like when I find the...
Wait, what?
A foodie.
In what sense? That you know what food is and you eat chicken fingers a lot?
I like to have sex with food.
Yeah, I'll give you, you're a foodie. You are, by no definition, I mean, you're not
You don't like a good finger, huh? You're going to sit here and tell me?
Buddy, It's the top of the food group for me.
Bear Burger, panko encrusted bread.
What is panko bread? That was the big joke. Panko breaded.
Where was
Wendy's
from?
Used to fucking peddle a panko breaded something.
Panko, Kevin, is a Japanese breadcrumb that gives a little bit of a crunchier vibe.
Yeah, you know, you don't think I've Googled it?
Oh, I don't know. Google you.
Well, stop fucking shaking.
What do you mean? This is my vibe. This is my energy, man.
Relax, cocaine cowboy. That fucking denim tuxedo you're wearing.
I like finding a nice place. And when I find a good place, I usually go to it a lot. You know when you find a place where you're like, wow, this is better than almost
than most.
Everything.
Yeah.
It happened to me.
Of course. I found a burrito spot in my neighborhood. Good night.
Oh, I found a Mexican place in Astoria on Friday night coming back from Eastville. And you don't want to hear the order because I spent like $40 in there. But I could tell when I walked down, this place is going to be awesome, and it was.
What, are you part owner now?
So anyway, here's the thing.
Yeah.
There's this place in Queens called BZ's Grill, and I don't give a fuck if they hear it.
Air it out.
Fuck you.
Okay.
So it's supposed to be, I've walked by it a billion times and just was never hungry or just never pulled the trigger. Okay. So I go in there, and they sell gyros, okay, or gyro, whatever
gyro.
You want to call it. Yeah, souvlaki, it's a fucking Greek joint, okay? And supposedly their gyros are the best. All
is
right?
This a diner?
No, it's not a diner. It's a little fucking...
I'm Googling it. It looks like a diner.
It's not. There's a little seating area. It's whatever. They got the two spits in the back with the fucking chicken and the meat. So here's the deal. Most of the times when you get a gyro, it's lamb, and it has like this lamby flavor that I'm not into.
Is that a new character you're doing? Fuck
yeah,
out of here.
Let me tell you, I'm not into it. Yeah. But this place, they use pork.
Okay.
Delicious.
Okay.
Fatty, greasy pork.
Yeah, sure.
And they have fucking fantastic tzatziki and the fresh vegetables, and they wrap it up. $10.
You don't eat the vegetables, are you fooling?
I love it. $10.
Feed them to the neighborhood dogs.
I had an acai bowl again this weekend and a vegan turkey sandwich, so what do you think about that?
Yeah, you also just ate $40 of Mexican food at fucking, I'm presuming, after a night of doing shows at 3:30 in the morning?
Who you been talking to?
Yeah. You're going to die.
Let's stop. Don't
That's
say
my
that.
Hard feeling.
That's not nice to say that.
You got to tighten
You're
going to
die
up.
Too.
Yeah, I know.
I won't be bald when it happens.
But you will have no teeth.
So? Better for me to blow you with.
Get on over here. Turn the lights down, spaghetti.
So listen, man, let me get to this. So
I'm trying.
All right. Here we go.
Just fucking get into it.
I went there a couple of times, and first time I went, the guy that behind the counter was fucking cool as shit. The second time I went, I got a little bit
same
of a...
Same guy?
No, different guy.
I hate that.
I got a little bit of a vibe. And then the third time I went there, the guys behind the counter made my sandwich and just left it on there. They were fucking 2 feet away from me. Didn't say a word like, hey, this is yours, to get me the fuck out of there. They just leave it there. All right? And they are supposed to interact with the customer, so don't act like it's that kind of bullshit. So, all right, whatever, I let it go. I leave. Next time I go back in, so, and you could tell he was like a member of the family or whatever. You know, he was like a fucking classic Queens Greek dude with the fucking eyebrows trimmed up and the fucking cheap haircut. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
I know.
Always wears like one of those Izod shirts, probably drives some shitty fucking Mercedes that he has painted gunpowder black. You know what I mean? Like one of those fucking douchebags
sure.
that you see all the time. And I walk in, I'm standing there, I look at the case for a second where the dips are to see what I'm going to get on the thing. Am I going to get the spicy feta? Am I going to get the tzatziki? Am I going to go for the fucking maranzano salata, which is fucking the eggplant? I don't know. Check it out. So I decide, you know, think, and then I'm just standing there. And there,
you know what? You got M&M's back there. Any Skittles? Something with a chewy middle. Candy outside, chewy middle. Sour Patch Kids.
Can you dunk this in chocolate, please? Anyway, the guy is just, they're like, he's standing there. And like, they know I'm there. I'm literally as close to me as you. For the listener, Kevin and I are about 2 feet away from each other.
Unfortunately.
Right there. And neither one of these guys says anything to me.
Yeah. They're icing you, like the deli did to me.
Yeah.
They don't like you.
Like I'm some stooly like you. Some Kevin Ryan office guy coming in.
You think.
Not me.
You think you're a man of the people.
I am a man of the people.
No, this is your problem.
No, it's not. I have no problem.
I know. Okay. Your problem is you go in there and Johnny Cool Guy.
I didn't Johnny Cool Guy anybody. No, I didn't. I walked in, hey, how are you? It's good to see you.
That, good to see
you. What are you talking about?
Motherfucker, you good to see you. What are they, family?
I didn't say good to see
you. Yeah, no,
said,
see, now you're lying. Good to Shut see up.
It.
Let me get this out. You're lying. You know you are. That's
I'm not
you,
lying.
Stop it.
You don't know me.
Fuck, I'm going to fucking punch you. You're too Johnny Cool. Hey, how you doing? Hey, oh, good to see you.
That's
hey.
Not.
That's what you do. And people.
I'm a charismatic guy, Kevin.
Real people like myself.
Real people?
No, that's a fraud. Know that you're fake as shit when you're doing that.
No, I'm
hey,
not.
Hey, good to see you. I thought away. Giving little kids noogies and shit.
I don't go in there like Frank Vincent.
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Frank Vincent.
Frank Vincent? You really don't know who Frank Vincent is? You call yourself an entertainer. Frank Vincent, Billy Batts, Goodfellas.
Oh. Who do you think you are, Frankie Valli or something?
He had great eyes. I'm talking about you. He had bushy eyebrows, but I kind of liked them.
Yeah, you go in there like fucking...
No, I don't, man.
Stop it. Stop. I've seen you go in there and fucking die. Hey, what's up, babe? Thanks a lot, dear. Like, you're fucking Joe Schmo Cool Guy. You're at a fucking Greek place where the guys, and then you're judging him. The guy's probably got a Mercedes and a gold chain and a hot girlfriend with big titties and a house. You're fucking judging him. You go in there like you're some fucking, you know.
I did.
You're calling the shots and you're doing them. Hey, good to see you. They're sitting there like that. This fat fuck is back. He's not going to grab his sandwich. You know, he's taking too long at looking at the dips, and then he's going to ask about M&Ms. It's a whole thing with.
That
him.
Is not true.
Yeah, that's what you do.
Not true.
Pull that back a little bit.
I do that sometimes.
You do it a lot.
I'm a charismatic guy.
Yeah, but it's so
I'm
fake
an entertainer.
Sometimes.
It's not fake.
It is.
It's not. It's genuine.
You're
I know
mean
it.
As shit to me.
Yeah.
But then when you see strange, hey, what's up? Hey, let me give you $100. Hey, how you doing? Hey.
I'm not mean to you. You're just stupid. That's all. Too stupid to realize it. Anyway, it's from Boogie Nights. So I'm ready to order. I swear to God, Kevin, 5 minutes goes
Good.
By. 5 minutes. It's literally, they're just milling around back there. Like, I'm not
They're acting like they're stuck in a box. They're miming.
They go down the elevator.
They're pointing at their ear, can't hear you. One guy comes by on a canoe.
And then finally, this fucking pussy looks up to me and he goes, what are you having?
Oh, that's a... that you should have been like, nothing, and walked out. But your fat, fat belly says... I want the tzatziki sauce.
No, I'm not a fucking pussy like you. I go, oh, you're ready for me now?
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I swear on my mother's life, this is what happened.
That dumb broad, she's got a week left.
I swear on my mother's life, this is exactly what happened. I go, you ready for me now? He just stares at me. And I go, you know what? I'm good. And as I walked out the door, I said, you fucking pussy.
No, you didn't.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, sorry.
I'm telling you. I whispered it to myself.
Yeah, I said it. I texted my girlfriend.
I did it like this as I walked to the door. Fucking pussy. Like that. And that was it. And it fucking broke my heart because I liked the place. Because they used pork, Kevin. And it wasn't like over-seasoned. It was delicious. It was the best gyro I ever had in my life. But I fucking lost it because of this fucking pricks. These people that fucking act like they're better than you. I fucking hate that. And let me segue into another story where I got snubbed again. Saturday morning, I'm out with the girl.
I've been snubbed once by the same group of people. You're getting snubbed left and right. People are fucking walking all over you because you think you're real cool. You walk in with your sunglasses on inside.
Sunglasses inside?
Yeah, you're talking loud on your phone. Let me call you back in five.
No, you paint this picture. This isn't me, folks. Don't listen to him.
I've seen you answer your phone go, Foley, go. I've seen you answer your phone like that. You fucking Hollywood.
Joking around.
Piece of trash.
Joking around.
I've never seen you do that. See, but you admitted that you've done it.
Hold on, it's my agent's texting me. My agent's texting me. Hang on one second.
What, is he asking if he can call perform at Bear Burger?
I'm kidding. It was a fucking bit, man. Jesus.
Yeah, and I guess ended
can it. Can I get a comedian in here? Coscarelli?
Oh, stop fucking doing this. I'm so close to hitting you.
Here we go. Saturday morning. Saturday morning, I go out to get an acai bowl. You know what that is? Huh? Class. I walk
in. I went out of the trash.
How you doing, toots? Good to see
you. Yeah, you do that.
Let me get two over here. I go out with my girlfriend, okay? Asian, okay? No big deal. We go out. We get an acai bowl. All right? We're sitting there.
You're wearing a kimono. hello. One acai bowl, please.
It's not Asian. It's not Asian.
Hawaiian? It sounds, I don't know. It sounds
It's a berry.
It depends what part of the world you're from. One. That's how dumb and fat you are. You think, it's like an Irish chick behind the counter, and you're like, ah, hello, one acai bowl, por favor,
Kumamoto's. Okay, so we're sitting there, we're eating it.
Yeah.
Okay, one comedian walks in. Okay, I know she saw me.
Okay,
she's from Philly. Up here now. That's all I'm going to say. Obviously, I'm not going to say anybody's name, okay? And underneath us, all right? Let's just fucking point that out. Comes in. I'll tell you later.
Give me a little something off mic.
No, I'll tell you. We can't. God, I don't know how to work that cough button. You kidding me? You know, fucking the whole lights will go out on the whole floor.
Point to a letter that her name begins with on the board.
You're not. I'll tell you later.
Where on the paper did she touch you?
Dude, what are you, a little kid? Huh?
It's for comedy, you fucking douchebag.
Okay.
Drop something else.
What are we going to call me? Yeah.
Starbucks! Jesus. I'm kidding. Jesus
okay.
Christ.
I know you're kidding, man.
Yeah, but what's this, man? What's this fucking vibe you got?
I got no vibe.
Yeah, you do.
I'm bebopping and scatting here on the Hard Feelings Podcast on the OG Podcast Network. She looks at me, snubs me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
2 minutes later. Two bigger comics come in that happen to live out in Astoria. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
The one guy, I don't know at all, so whatever. The other guy, I know.
Uh-huh.
Talked to him, said hello to him, walks in, looks directly in my eyes.
Uh-huh.
And then looks the other way.
He did or she did?
He did.
Wait. Oh, that you know. Oh, I thought you said he said his hello to you.
No. The girl walked in separate, okay? She like ignored.
What was this, an open mic? What the fuck's going on?
A lot of comedians live in Astoria.
Yeah, I'm joking.
Oh, okay. I was just answering you. I can't make a move over here.
Yeah, a lot of comedians live in Astoria. I fucking know, asshole. I used to live in Astoria.
Well, what was
Do you think I thought an open mic was going on at the Acai Bowl Unagi? No, I was making a fucking joke. Yeah, a lot of comedians live in Astoria.
What was the
fucking
correct response there?
A laugh.
She walked in first, ignored me. And then 2 minutes later, these two came walking in.
Ignored you.
And a guy who I know.
Yeah.
And I don't get...
I think I have a feeling I know who it is.
Yeah. Real fucking douchebag, okay? And get the fuck out of here with your bullshit. When you were around when there was fucking six comics in the city. Like, fuck that. I'm fucking nice to everybody. For fucking open micers, people that do check spots at the fucking club. I try to fucking build them up and fucking be positive around everybody. And it's like, what, do you think I'm one of these comics that are going to come and hang on you? Because I had some guy doing that a couple weeks ago. You know, he was a young guy. He was hanging out watching the show. And I wasn't a fucking dick to him like these other people. I was fucking nice to the guy. He's a fucking human being. But this guy's got like a couple of fucking mediocre credits and he tries to act like a fucking cool guy. You can't say hi. And like what bothers me is what? Oh, you think I'm one of the comics that's going to be like, oh, hey, what's up, man? I loved you on this show and that show. Get the fuck out of here, you fucking pussy. I'll never say hi to that fucking guy again. And I swear to God, I don't give a fuck if I'm in the presidential palace. If he says, hey, is there a problem? I'll say, yeah, pussy. Here's the fucking problem. Get the fuck out of my face. Now, I don't know if that's me projecting.
No, that sounds like a normal sane behavior. First of all, where is the presidential palace? What did we move to? What are you doing with the Shah of Iran? What the fuck's going on the presidential palace? It's called the White House, you schmuck.
Presidential Palace is an Indian restaurant in Queens that I think. You know what I mean? It's just what's your dickhead? Oh, and then again. Popeye New York Comedy Club last night.
Yeah.
I see somebody.
Fucking yeah.
I give them a compliment. Hey, great job on this. And he acts like, I'm not fucking saying hi. Like maybe you're around comics that I'm not saying fucking hello. I'm icing everybody.
I said that. Yeah, it's not like, because you go out of your way sometimes. Hey, what's up? Dude, I've had people like introduce me on stage. Like, so it's not like you just like, we were in the same club in the back and like, you know, like, hey, well, he gave me a nod or like, we've worked together. You've brought me up on stage. You've said my name multiple times in one night. Learn credits, everything. And then 2 days later, I see you at another club, and it's like I'm fucking, you know, they turn into Stevie Wonder, like looking up at the ceiling and shit like
that. Is that, you know, this is.
So I do it. So, like, I guarantee you, like, I'm guilty of it as well. Just out of, you know, I have weird social shit sometimes and, you know, whatever. But,
not me. I walk in, hey, how you doing, everybody?
All right, what the fuck?
I'm just saying, and I don't think you're as introverted as you think you are.
No, I just know.
I guess that's the way I should have said.
I know I am.
At some point, I see you. You walk into a room and you're approachable and you say hello.
I know, but there's times too where like I walk into a room and like of people that I do like.
Your head don't fit. I mean, that's not.
No, but they'll be like. They'll look away. So I'm like to the point where
I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Oh, I'm not going out of my way to fucking say hello to you.
Fuck
like,
you.
Yeah.
And it's fucking all this. And what I don't get is like, when are we going to cross over into the? And I guess that's really all it is. It's like, but there's just some comics.
A lot of ego involved.
But there's just some comics out there that everybody just kisses their fucking ass.
Sure.
You know, and especially when somebody gets to a certain point, then it's like everybody's a fucking dick to you because they feel like you're in competition. But then when you pass them, no, when you pass them, then it's, oh my God, I hate that shit, man. I fucking hate that shit.
Yeah.
Because I don't want anything from anybody. All right, I've asked two people for things, and they've blown up in my fucking face, so I'll never fucking do that again.
I'll give you the $20.
Thank you, I appreciate that. You know,
make you dance for it.
And my thing is, here's another thing, too. Is it that we're not cool? Is that why they don't think they... Why aren't they fucking nice?
I don't know. I don't care. I mean,
I do a little bit. Like, what are we? What are we, the fucking ugly kids in class?
Whoa, hey, speak for yourself, warthead.
I mean, I'm not being a dick. I'm up there fucking murdering 90% of the time. You know what I mean?
90% of the time it works. 60% of the
time. It's like I'm working. Like, well, what the fuck?
I don't know, man.
Like, don't you think I'm gonna fucking hold a grudge against you, and eventually I'm gonna be in a fucking place above you, and I'm gonna squash you like a fucking bug. That's the kind of fucking.
Are you saying this to me directly? No. It feels like it's coming in right down the chute. It's coming right in my wheelhouse.
No, I'm just saying, man. Like, you know, this is a business. This is an industry. It's a community.
Yeah, but we're
now,
all...
Hold on.
Sure.
Now, I have a couple of fucking checks on my mark where I was mean to a couple people coming up or whatever.
Oh,
drunk one night,
yeah.
Whatever. And I've always apologized and made my amends. But people who are constantly act too cool for fucking school, okay, that aren't that fucking good. It's like, don't you realize that we're going to be doing this together forever if you fucking make it that long? So why the fuck would you ever be an asshole to somebody on the way up that you, like, I mean, I think about that. Like, what if I'm a dick to somebody and in fucking 10 years, you know, a booker or something like that, they're running a fucking studio or they have a casting fucking directing business.
Sure.
You know what I mean? It's like, how are these people that fucking, and you're not that fucking talented where you fucking don't need a... You try to be nice to fucking somebody, and you get this goofy response. You know what, you fucking loser? First of all, the fucking project sucked anyway. I'm just fucking being nice to you. Where the fuck did they come off? Hard Feelings Podcast.
I've never
right
seen you
like
this, to be honest. Even off mic.
Fucking pissed, man.
I can tell.
I'm pissed. And I tell you what, I'm starting to know my worth, and I'm not fucking around anymore. We'll be right back after these messages. So what are you doing this summer?
Jesus Christ. The fuck?
Fucking bullshit. Shit bothers me, man.
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I have an insecurity about that shit, too.
No! After that tirade, you're insecure?
A little bit, yes.
I'll meet you at the Presidential Palace.
Try the shrimp. Listen, and, you know, when we came up, were we supposed to be talking about this on the air? Is this okay?
We're here.
All right, I'm just fucking venting. You know what I mean? You want to talk about hard feelings? This is fucking interpersonal hard feelings. I got a lot of problems. And I don't want to fucking deal with this shit anymore. I don't want to fucking look at Instagram and all these fucking people posting this shit like, you know, don't come by the show and all this fucking... I don't want to be involved in any of this. It's
then
fucking
don't.
Ugly.
Yeah, man. It's an ugly biz.
When we came up here, I feel like we kind of wanted to be in a certain circle. Is that fair to say?
Sure.
That we were not really accepted into. Not that we, like, tried that hard, but whatever. So I have, like, hard feelings about that, you know? And so maybe I am just crazy. I don't know. Maybe the guy didn't fucking see me. But I'm pretty sure he looked me right in the eye. But you can look somebody right in the eye and not recognize them, you know? I mean, as much time as I spend with your mother, sometimes, you know, I see her and...
After that insane tirade, you're going to try to do a your mom joke to me? And, like, I'm just, got me. Marker, marker.
I thought I'd get a chuckle out of you.
Yeah, no, you're worth, fatso.
Which isn't much.
No,
apparently.
No.
But that's... What? That's not true. Both of our worths are
sure.
We got to start looking at ourselves like that.
Okay.
If you think of yourself as the underdog, you're always going to be.
I told you that,
I know.
Fucking idiot.
I know.
They were talking about hot dogs the whole time. I thought you said Derby Dog.
Shouldn't there be a hot dog company called Underdogs?
I'm sure there is.
There's not. Not a name brand.
Maybe. What if it's a restaurant?
I think we would have known it by now. I think
we're aficionado. Who am I, Kobayashi?
No, but we're trashy enough. I'm sure that would have made its way.
Trashy enough. I don't eat hot dogs unless it's Oscar Mayer cheese dogs, and I put them in the microwave two at a time for an easy minute.
I remember when they came out. Oh man, that was like when Thriller dropped those things.
Because he's a cheese dog.
Holy
cheese
shit!
I think your family's dancing in the street. Because these are cheese dogs. Cheese dogs.
Talk about snubs. Parents. Busy social schedule down there in the retirement years.
Yeah, they're fucking.
They just got the first floor redone. Got rid of that TV. They got a fucking like 78-inch flat screen up there. New sectional. The pool's getting ready to open. I'm trying to get my mom on the phone all weekend. Nothing.
I had the parents in town.
Oh, Jesus.
Yo.
I actually knew about that. I didn't know you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, no, it's... So,
I want to make sure we do the emails, though, before we...
What time do we start this?
I don't know.
Yeah, we have time.
Fuck it. Let's do a little longer.
Buddy, I'm in.
This is a situation where, remember how, you know, in previous podcasts, previous projects that we worked on, I was like, all right, let's get out of here. I could sit here all night. You know what I mean?
Sure, buddy.
We're not in some fucking basement. We're up here fucking 17th floor, motherfuckers.
You can't get your foot up on the... I hope
over
that
here
chair
at
goes.
The Garden, 2 Penn Plaza. Come see us!
Oh, my God.
34th and 7th.
Oh,
got the Knicks playing downstairs. The Knicks! Speaking of which, Sixers doing pretty good. It's a good group of kids.
Yeah, I saw.
I know I'm too much today, and I apologize.
Yeah, I mean, I can't. I'm fucking relaxing over here having a green tea. I can't match that energy. Jesus Christ, I got to reset the table. You know what I mean? Comedy 101. Hey,
can.
So where are y'all from?
If you can, Kevin.
Oh, my God. Please. You're a fucking douchebag. It's not even. It's like pains me. Seriously, I want to rip up this fucking contract and take a walk.
That's not, don't say that. I don't need to hear that. You know I have abandonment issues.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you why I have abandonment issues?
Yeah, your mom left you with the McGreevies or something. Oh, talk about hard feelings.
Hold on, I was just talking to Crystal about that. I told my girlfriend that story. She was like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, why didn't they send you...
For the listener, Foley's mom left him.
Whoa.
I'll tell the story because we confirmed it on the Center City Comedy Podcast. We called your mom on the podcast.
Did we?
Yeah. And she goes, oh, Henry, don't talk about that.
Nah.
Yeah.
That's not
and
true.
And by the way, you were like 5 and a half. They just like left you. Because like, didn't your brother have polio? Or it was some old-timey shit.
The wall was on.
Yeah. Some old-timey shit went down.
No, my listen.
Hold
I'll
on. Let
you.
Me explain it comedically about your garbage fucking family. Foley was born, and then like a few, your brother got typhoon. What? Your brother got the measles or something.
It was called the fever back then.
Yeah. What do you have, polio? What was it?
That's terrible. Polio's been, I don't know, whatever the word is, extinct for 50 years.
Extinct, yeah. That and the T-Rex. They both went at the same time. You fucking idiot.
The comet got them.
No, so then your mom, I don't want to rehash all this. But
I'm just going to tell you real quick. My grandmother was sick. My parents had just had me. I was like 2 or 3. I wasn't 5. They sent my brother to my Aunt Mary Catherine and Uncle Red's, who are a very tight family. And then they sent me out to like the middle of the woods to live with the fucking MacGruber's. Okay?
Because they're fucking shitty people.
Who was like a distant cousin of ours. And she had like 11 kids out
yeah,
in the fucking woods.
One?
And I didn't know what the fuck was going on. I thought they left me.
Yeah, so you think that's
and I was
the
like sleeping on a pull-out
well,
couch.
Well, I'll leave you if you keep telling this goober story.
I was sleeping on a pull-out couch in the fucking living room.
That ain't bad at 3, a whole pull-out couch? That's not too shabby.
Hey, Chief, we grabbed the remote.
Couple of Cocoa Pebbles down here.
I think I was... never mind. Go ahead.
Speaking of that, I got hard feelings with fucking Ponderosa. What?
Ponderosa?
I don't know. Joe Paterno.
Joe Paterno.
I watched that movie. Do you see that?
No.
Oh, my. You like him.
That Joe Pa?
Yeah.
Of course.
He's a fucking scumbag baby blower. Sucking on their wieners and stuff. He knew since 1976, that old fuck.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
Jesus.
1977, everybody's blowing him. All these fucking people, most of my school went to fucking Penn State. Most of my high school went to Penn State.
Dude, Penn State, where we come from, is a fucking religion.
Yeah, and it's like, everybody went there, and I didn't even fucking apply. Like, I didn't even want to fucking go to any of that garbage.
I didn't want
to
go there either.
It was all the fucking kids from high school that, like, I didn't like. They were like, oh, we got to pledge Friday, fucking PSU. Get out of here.
I love Penn State. I love Penn State football. But I remember I went up, took a trip up there.
So fucking corny. And then they, dude.
Hold on. I took a trip up there in high school, like in the summer. I was like, I'm not.
Got beat up.
I was like, I'm not fucking coming out to this fucking hillbilly town.
Oh, we got fucking sandwiches with cheese fries and a slice of pizza on it. Yeah, whatever. Shut up. Every shitbag town has something you got to eat. Shut up and keep it moving, you fucking idiots.
It's like 8 hours away, too, from
Philly.
Yeah,
it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. I'll be over in Chester.
Dude, we were on the bus the one time. We went up to watch like a Temple football game. Temple football's terrible. Like, we were just going up to like booze with people we knew from high school and like whatever. So we get up there and like we're wearing our Temple gear or whatever, and like, dude, we're on a bus in Happy Valley. That's the name of this fucking stupid town, Happy Valley. And they're going, "We are Penn State. We are on a bus in." I'm like, everybody in this town is. Who are you telling? So then we're like, "Shut the fuck up!" Like, I got a couple of pops in me, you know. I get a little mouthy when I feel like I'm being disrespected and I'm the underdog.
See,
I'm gonna pop off a little bit. So I'm like, fuck you, fuck Penn State, fuck all this shit. It was like me and like fucking, I don't know.
This is before the allegations, though.
Yeah, fuck them. I hated them from Jump Street.
Why, you can't like that? I don't know. I'm a Penn State guy. But okay, so the entire...
I was right the whole time. Not their fucking kids. They all are. So then they're like, dude, yo, you're going to get stabbed. You better shut up. I'm like,
stabbed? Right, take it easy,
I'm in a
nerd
town called Happy Valley, you fucking idiot. I live in North Philly. Fucking worried about getting stabbed in Happy Valley? I'll be all
right. I'll steal the tires off this bus right
yeah,
now.
I'll fucking drive this thing to North Philly. As a matter of fact, I flexed on the fucking bus driver. Fucking fuck out of my face, pussy. Yeah, it's just fucking
all right,
whatever.
All right.
I hate all that shit. You gotta watch that fucking. It's not a documentary. It's a fucking.
Pacino,
I didn't know Al Pacino was the coach of Penn State football. He is phoning that. Al Pacino phones that performance in. Hoo-ah!
X right, 46 draft.
That's what it is.
On two.
That's what it is. He's just hoo-ah, helmet, hoo-ah.
That was a great field goal.
Yeah, I was like, Jesus Christ, did you fucking. You could have done this from bed, Pacino. This guy's fucking. Mailing it in.
The Al Pacino School of Overacting.
Yeah. But that was my big hard feelings. That got me all, I fucking watched that the other day. Got me all fucking hype.
You're
fucking
telling
bullshit.
Me without any shred of doubt in your mind that he knew about.
Since 1976, it was the first case reported to him.
And he knew that what? That Sandusky?
That Sandusky was fucking kids in the school. Yes.
76.
And then he found. Yeah. And Joe said his exact words were. The kid who got molested
uh-huh.
or abused went to Paterno and was like, yo.
Wait, how old was the kid?
I was like 12 or 11 or whatever. He went to Paterno and was like, hey, Sandusky did this. And he goes, you shouldn't say that about Sandusky. He's a good guy. Yeah. That's just, everybody just kept fucking, it was a Catholic church. And everybody just kept fucking brushing it under the rug. Fucking move it, fire him, move him, take his keys, move him. He's not allowed on the premise anymore. Okay, he's not allowed, you know, like it was fucking crazy.
He was still working there.
He retired in like 2000.
Yeah, I'm just not, but 76 to 2000.
Yeah, dude, it was like he got convicted of like 42 cases.
Jesus.
He was raping,
Christ.
Dude, he was fucking kids for decades. And fucking Paterno knew about it. All the fucking top brass knew about it.
Why? Was he that good of a defensive coordinator?
I guess. throw the kitchen sink at him.
Yeah, that's a linebacker factory, I'll tell you that.
Fuck all that bullshit. Fuck that school. That program. All of it.
I hate the cover-up, man. I hate the fucking covering up.
You're just as bad. You're worse.
Me?
No. Oh. Well, Jesus Christ. No, for like letting it happen. It's like, oh, he didn't know. And then, dude, everybody cried. There was fucking guys crying. Like, they rioted when they
fired
him.
But they don't know the facts. It's just mob mentality.
I don't give a fuck.
They don't know the fucking facts.
Dorks.
I'm glad my uncle passed away before that all came out because he was a diehard Penn State man and a huge Joe Paterno fan.
Yeah. I hope they're both smoking a cigar in hell.
That would have broke a heart. Hey, what the fuck?
I'm kidding. I took a shot at a joke. The fucking... Get fucking so defensive.
I understand about my uncle.
Yeah. Jesus Christ, what the fuck is wrong with you?
What, a child molester? Is that what you want? My uncle was a child molester?
No, Paterno wasn't a child molester. He was a cover-upper.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Difference.
Yeah.
Would you look the other way if I got caught doing that?
What? No, this gets good press for the podcast. I didn't know. I'd do that next week. Numbers will be off the charts. doing that from jail.
Not my thing.
So I had the parents in town today.
You had multiple parents. You had Germans.
The my girlfriend's mom's here.
Uh-huh.
And then my mom was supposed to come up. She brings my stepdad along.
This is Saturday.
That guy's out to lunch. So yeah, we're doing brunch. 12:15 reservations. Of course, my mom gets to Penn Station at fucking 9:14
a.m. But this is how spoiled of a kid you are.
What do you mean?
I don't care if I was sitting with Hitler, Joe Paterno, and Sandusky himself. If I'm getting a free brunch on a Saturday, that's all you focus on. And you're with your family.
No, I can't focus. Family, dude, there's fucking...
Did you pay?
Yeah.
Was there some Eggs Benedict involved?
Oh, crab cake, eggs, Benny.
You son of a bitch.
Lump, crab, that was $22 a clip. Good douche.
Per muffin.
Oh, I had a couple of fucking Brooklyn lagers, too, to fucking loosen the wheels.
Oh, dude, oh, the crab Benedict. Is there anything more decadent?
There is not, my friend. Maybe the McDonald's Big Breakfast.
Nah, that blows the Big Breakfast away.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I would like to have, so there's three staples for Benedict.
Oh, I thought you were going to say in your stomach, but yeah.
I popped them.
Ping!
You have the regular Benedict, which...
Classic Benny.
With Canadian bacon.
Sure.
You have the eggs Florentine with spinach. Okay, not as popular.
Well, I look like Popeye, let's go.
All right, and then you have the crab, the
that's the upper echelon.
The king of kings.
Yeah.
You go to a nice place.
Lump crab meat.
Lump crab meat, crab Benedict. Mm-hmm. I would like to have one, all three. The ultimate Benedict.
Yeah,
that's what I'd like to see. But you see, I mean, how do you? What's wrong with that?
It's just a lot, man.
The
fam making sure that it's a seamless fucking introduction. They've never met each other, so they're meeting each other. I get my stepdad. He's fucking kooky. He's walking around, fucking thinking of excuses. Yeah, thinking of excuses to run out and fucking catch Bernie's. Hey, I got to go check the whatever. And he's fucking, I think, smoking cigs around the corner and then coming back. Hey, what's that over there?
He can't go a full meal without smoking a cigarette?
I don't know if he's still smoking. I mean, according to my mom, he's not. But
if you get up from the table.
He's just a weird, not weird, he's just a quirky guy. And, like, he likes the sauce, so he's wailing back fucking double vodka tonics.
Vodka tonics?
In the big glass.
For brunch?
Dude, brunch. I met up with them at 11, and I'm like, all right, I might have he sits down fucking, him and my mom, that's when I realize my family are fucking stone cold drunks. Dude, they're fucking.
Denise likes a pop every once in a while?
Once in a while, that girl's drowning right now. Dude.
Woo.
But then her mom doesn't drink that much. Like, she came, they had a my girlfriend and her mom had a spritz. They're like, oh,
they probably thought
we're crazy.
They probably thought your parents were like classic American.
Oh, dude, like, I look over, Joe's got like a, my stepdad's got like a fucking loop-de-loop straw and sucking down fucking Tito's and tonic like they're
so
going
where are y'all from over there?
Nice to meet you. I'm like, oh, shit. Thank you for coming to the United. Come on. Yeah, it was kooky. So it was just a lot of pressure, a lot of stress. But dude, so then we had brunch. First place went to the Smith over there by Lincoln Center. Fucking packed to the. We had reservations there. Fucking packed to the rafters, dude. Loud fucking people screaming, hooting, high. It's just too much.
Mm-hmm. Can't stand a crowded restaurant.
Oh, my God. So we were still waiting on my girl and her mom because I had to go down and pick up my mom at fucking Penn Station.
I'm surprised that you had to do that.
I didn't have to, but like, they
don't know their fucking way around New York?
Not what? Not why? No.
I don't know. Google Maps, fucking all that shit. She's not been up here?
She could.
The guy's loaded. He didn't come up to the city?
He's been in New York twice. This is the second time in New York in his life.
Why?
He's a country bumpkin.
You would think to be that rich, you'd have to be to New York multiple times. I don't know why.
No, it's all corn money, baby. It's all wheat money. No, so, yeah, I was just like, I'll do that. you know, so it's like, dude, I'm waking up at, you know, my mom's like, we get in at fucking 9, whatever. I'm like, the reservation's not till 12:15. What are we going to do for 3 hours? So pick them up. We get there. We're good. It's good. The Smith, it's too crazy. So we walk around the street. Oh, boom. Celebrity spotlight. I saw Terry.
Joe Paterno?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews?
Yeah.
Get out of here with Terry Crews.
What do you mean?
How's that a celebrity? I saw Tom Cruise yesterday. All right, I didn't see Tom Cruise yesterday.
Oh, thanks. You had me for a minute. You fucking idiot.
Where'd you see Terry Crews?
At the PJ Clark's, right there at Lincoln Center. He was trying to get a table. I said, Terry, you can sit down with me and the family. You know what I mean? That guy is glowing.
Hold on. Well, you know his deal, right? He does that intermittent fasting.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
He's probably trying to get it in before The Wire. You know what I mean?
Well, he usually said, I thought it was from 2 to 8.
He can eat.
Yeah, was it?
No, 2 to 8, 6 hours, you fucking idiot. From noon to 8.
Noon to 8, yeah.
You can eat. Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, so I saw him do fucking suit, was fucking handmade for every dude. And I walked by, I was just like, hey, big fan, just like kept it moving.
He's been at it for a while.
Yeah, yeah, he's been grinding for a while.
He was like one of the dudes in the back in fucking Friday when Debo knocked out the dude for the bike. He was one of the guys that he was playing.
You think?
I'm pretty sure.
Dude, he was the best in Longest Yard. Cheeseburger ready? I got the fries that'll cross your eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I got the shakes that'll make you quake. I got the burgers. Well, I just got burgers. You're acting like a real McAsshole.
Very cool.
Yeah, saw him. But the whole thing was pretty good. And then it was like, all right, a rush to get my fucking mom on a fucking train back home. Literally walked them to the train.
Yeah, kicked them all boozed up.
Kicked them in the ass. See you later.
What does the piece like to drink?
What was she drinking?
So I know next time.
I think she had a bloody to begin with.
Of course she did. Classy broad like her.
Yeah. Not too spicy, she is. Ooh. Not too spicy. And then maybe I think she might have had another white wine. She wasn't boozing. My stepdad, on the other hand, was fucking. Then we stopped at a fucking something to get a coffee. Like, but you know.
You think they're still doing it?
What?
I don't know. I'm asking you a question.
I don't fucking know. Or you think your parents are still fucking?
Oh, God, no. I hope not.
How often do you think your dad jerks off?
I don't know. I feel
if he can find it.
I feel like.
Oh, wait, that's the remote.
I feel like dads jerk off a lot more than they lead on.
Yeah, they're guys. How much are you jerking off?
Not that much.
Folly.
I'm
this
telling
is a safe place.
I'm telling you. A couple times a week.
That's, I mean. What's that not much compared to a 14-year-old?
Jerking off. I'm sure you jerk off every day. Pull your little scrope.
Tug your little root.
Your little licorice nib.
No, I don't. But yeah, it was just a stressful.
You just bounce back from that. So anyway, there we are on 7th Avenue.
The other day, or yesterday, this is actually pretty funny yesterday.
Nobody else could ask her how do you think your parents still fuck in any other business?
No.
Could
no,
you
no.
ever?
You couldn't do that to fucking Deb in accounting. Yo, Deb, your parents still boning?
Nice piece of ass in there, brood.
Yeah, so fucking stressful weekend, just that, you know, planning that, had to do the airport pickup for the mom, she got in on Thursday.
How's the German
Friday.
Mom?
She's great, it's just tough.
How's the English?
Really good. Just sometimes there's like vocab where she has to be like, how do you say, the problem is, you know how I'm weird at restaurants?
Is she a classy diamond? She's a classy European lady?
Yeah. Used to own like an art gallery at one point.
Okay.
Like, very,
in shape?
Yoga every day.
Attractive?
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Okay.
Good looking broad.
What about the old man?
I mean, what do you want? On a scale of 1 to 10, he's a fucking knockout. What do you want?
Is he?
No, he's a regular, he's a dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good hair?
Good head of hair, yeah.
Stalin,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, no. Yeah,
whatever. I get the lines mixed up.
Yeah. Fuck, what was I going to say before your fat face?
The German, bad vocabulary.
Oh, restaurants.
Nice piece.
Restaurants, you got to go over the restaurant. That's the hardest thing is the food is translating the food.
The menu.
The menus are the toughest thing. So it's because every word, literally every word is different, you know what I mean, for the most part. And it's like, well, how do you describe it? And then they'll be like.
What, if she speaks English, she can't read it?
Yeah, but food, they don't learn like fucking, you know, lump crab meat or whatever. Like that's not a vocab word you learn.
Okay.
So you're like, crab. And she's like, what's a crab? And then my girlfriend's like.
How would,
she's like, how would you describe it? Like, what's?
And then, it's never even. How did we start speaking different languages?
I don't know. It's
is
so
that
weird.
The weirdest thing.
Super is like zupa, and then fucking, you know, doppelganger is a word.
Yeah.
You're like, what the fuck?
Zupa,
zupa, zupa.
The Zupa podcast.
Ah, wunderbar.
Wunderbar is wonderful, right?
Wunderbar, yeah. With a B.
Wunderbar,
yeah.
Take that fucking German shit.
No, but they'll be like, what's a... And then my girl, like, because they don't really have the same, like, seafood. Like, they don't really have, like, crab, like, you know.
Of course they don't.
So
it's America.
So she's like, what's a crab? And I'm like doing the I'm doing the claws and stuff.
You ever see Little Mermaid?
Yeah, I'm, like, picking up bread with my hand in a claw.
Another sea.
Pulling it to my mouth. I'm, you know, like a lobster, like a smaller lobster, you know, so it's just like everything. Like, what's this and what's that and what's
why
this?
Isn't Nadine just translating?
Because she doesn't know everything either. Like, there's like, how, and then she's like, how do you, she's like, what's tartar sauce? I'm like, how the fuck do you describe tartar sauce? Like, I know what it is my whole life, but like, just like little things like that where you're like constantly.
Mayonnaise and relish.
I understand, but it's just like, there's everything is a, you know, it's like you're getting quizzed on shit that you've never really thought of, but like, you know what it is. You're like, I don't know. And it's every meal, so it's like, I'm
how do you explain a nacho?
Yeah, exactly. You're like a triangle with the thing, you know. It's just like, and so you're just constantly Googling it and just showing pictures. I'm like, what's this? I'm like, there you go. You know what I mean? Like, boom, there you go. Boom, there you go. So it's been stressful but fun. Stressful but fun.
Didn't you say that more came this week?
Yeah, and she has two other friends here randomly.
Ooh.
That we went to.
German chicks?
No, a couple.
Whatever.
Yeah, so you're out.
Not like I had a shot anyway. Let me make sure I got everything here. Oh, I saw something that would disgust you.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a guy. All right, so when I have shows at Eastville, I take the 6 train down to the Astor Place stop, and I walk up through Kmart. Okay, it's just a little ritual I have. I love stores like that. Like, I know it's trashy, but there's something, it makes me think of my childhood, and I got left in a Kmart, but I don't have hard feelings about it. They left me a lot when I was a kid. They really did. My mom just left me in a Kmart and drove home. She's best mom ever.
Yeah, sounds it.
I was a little kid. You know?
Yeah, it's even worse. I can see if you left your fucking 22-year-old there, you leave a little kid at the fucking Kmart. That's not the best mom in the world.
This was the 80s, too.
That's okay at best.
I could have disappeared like that,
yeah.
And I was losing it. But lucky my Aunt Lorraine was also in that Kmart, and she saw me.
Because that's how fucking trashy your family is. At any given point, there's more than one Foley. There's more than one Foley at a Kmart.
In the Wilkes-Barre Kmart?
Yeah.
I like to walk up through there, and I saw a guy. You know, first of all, as a smoker, I think this is disgusting. When somebody doesn't finish a cigarette and they short it and then put it in the pack.
Oh. Garbage.
Dude. Because then when you get a smoke off of them, if you... Like,
oh, the rest of this pack smoke. The rest of the... So for the listener... It doesn't smoke. People put their cigarette out halfway through if they're going in the store. Then they put that half-smoked cigarette back into their pack with their other cigarettes. And then if you ask them for a cigarette, it just all smells like burnt cigarette.
I'm a smoker, and I get that they're expensive.
I'm a toker, a midnight joker.
I get that they're, but that's all people, when they sound cheap. Hey, man, $15 a pack, you got to. It's like, listen, Dale Earnhardt, get the fuck out of my face.
Listen, Junior.
Yeah.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay.
Saw a guy come into the Kmart with one of those short cigarettes behind his ear.
Oh, that's a big thing, yeah. The one behind the ear.
I just think
10 seconds outside and finish it.
As I was walking by him, I imagined leaning
what
over.
Do you need in Kmart that's that urgent?
Flavor ice.
Yeah, that's real.
I imagined leaning over and smelling the side of his head and how bad that must have stunk.
Yeah.
With like the head grease.
It smells like a bonfire and stuff. Yeah, it's just not good. Like an old bonfire.
That's my hard feelings for this week, though. But just let me double check, make sure.
We'll save them. We got fucking emails, and it's
I do fresh hard feelings every week.
We'll just save them. We got to. All right. This is Michelle in the UK.
Ooh, good friend of ours. Love you, Mish.
I actually forgot about this one, so I don't know. We're still going to leave. Somebody's getting screwed. We'll have to leave one or two behind.
Love you, Mish.
Loving the pod. You guys make me laugh every time. So glad you didn't give up completely after the old one. Rest in peace, Inner City Comedy. My hard feelings. I'm married. 2 kids. I freelance. Perfectly capable of handling my workload. Running the kids to and from school and seemingly endless out-of-school activities that they do. So why does my husband question me on things I do every day? An example. I do a 10-mile round trip to school run every morning. I've been doing it for a year, and in that time, I've honed the route down to the quickest, given the traffic at that time of the morning. She knows the ins and outs, this broad. Once in a while, my husband will work from home for the day and have the day off and want to come with me while she takes the kids to work. And it feels like every turn I make on the route, he's questioning why I'm going this way and not a different way. Why I do it. She's like, I do this every day. I know the quickest, least worst way to go. Why is he questioning me? I'm not doing this for the first time. Is this a guy thing? Do you always need to be in control of things, or does he just not trust me? Anyway, my hard feelings, that's my hard feelings for you. Keep up the laughs, Michelle.
I don't want to generalize and say it's a guy thing. It's definitely a his thing, and you should tell him to shut the fuck up since you do it every day.
I know.
But that's what you should be like, all right, you want to fucking take him to school every day? Then see what he fucking
says. Or just say, hey, listen, you're not allowed to come with me. Like, if you're going to keep asking questions, you're not allowed to come with me.
Yeah, no
shit. We'll spend the day together when you get back.
I wouldn't question you, Michelle.
That's 10 miles. What, 10 miles round trip. So what's that, like fucking 25 minutes or something?
Dump this guy. Move over here. We'll get a place together.
Yeah, take a run at you. You know what I mean? Does your girl do anything like that with you? What? Of like things that you do that she's like, why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? She's like, listen, lady, I fucking got it. Yeah, because me either.
Well, I think people just naturally do that, but I feel like I would do that more to her. And I feel like, you know, I mean, I could admit this, not that I was ever misogynistic or anything like that, but, you know, I think we're at a certain point where, like, you know, I don't know, I'm going to sound like an idiot. I do that, okay? And I feel like an asshole for doing that because my girlfriend's a grown, intelligent,
beautiful woman.
Yeah,
why do we feel like we have to be like, it's our way? It's a control, I think, you know, it's a tentative, you know, type of control thing, I think.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm like, hey, listen, lady, I've been doing this a lot. You got to do it this way, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not like that in general, I don't think, but I think with people that are close to you, you tend to do that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
And I think that's probably all your husband's really doing, but, you know, I don't know. But if I was you, I'd tell him, hey, shut the fuck up. I do this every day.
Yeah. I would just, that bluntly.
I'm sure you did.
I think I am that.
Don't hold it in.
Yeah.
Don't cause World War III over it, but yeah, just be like, listen, I do this every day. If you want to come along for the ride, come along for the ride. And to me, I think that's real sexy. I think a woman in power, a woman in control.
Yeah,
is
maybe
sexy
he sits in the back seat naked or something. You know what I mean? Get you going. Like, hey, next stop, Pleasure Town.
With
you know
a cucumber
what I mean?
Up his butt, what? Waiting, getting started on his own.
So, my girl, we've never lived together, so now we're like living together.
But
so
hold on. In your defense, or in your girl's defense, she is a billion times smarter and more.
No, she's not.
Sure, she is.
No,
smarter.
She's not.
And concise. And what's the German? Efficient. Efficient. So I could see her riding you a little bit.
Yeah, but it's about like shit that so doesn't matter. Like,
okay.
I can see if it affected her in any way.
What? Okay, now we're switching it to you. Okay.
What do you mean?
Send an email. And
send an email to myself.
Yeah, let's just finish up with Michelle. I guess we did. Yeah,
that's it. I'm commenting
all right,
on like.
All right. I apologize.
My example of my way, how I do this.
Okay.
You're now explaining. You're telling me how to respond to somebody that wrote into me on my fucking podcast.
You see, it's contagious, Michelle. We can't stop.
You don't like to control.
Mail left here.
Yeah, you don't like to control things. You're fucking telling me how to respond to somebody that asked me a question.
And I admit it that I
are a fat piece of garbage.
I
think there's a Kmart you need to buy.
I will concur with that. No, but I admit it that I tend to do that to my girlfriend.
Yeah. So the other day I like to do the dishes. It's kind of like a meditative thing for me.
Oh, fuck that. I put them in the fucking refrigerator and wait till she does them. She hates
that's
it.
That's the most garbage response
what,
I've ever
then
heard.
Leave it in the sink like an asshole?
No, you do the dishes like a fucking human.
Oh,
like
I
an
hate
adult.
Doing dishes.
I like it. Whatever. You don't have to comment on that. I enjoy it. It's fucking.
Put the little apron on? Huh? Use the little gloves?
It's no gloves. These are fucking bare hands.
What kind of soap you got?
Palmolive.
Ooh. There's something about the smell.
Oh, dude,
that's all we use.
That's what this gets into. I'm liberal with the soap and the water. You know what I mean? If I'm doing the dishes, I'm rub-a-dub-dub,
it's like a car wash
three
in
dogs
there.
In a tub or whatever.
You know what my girl does? She takes a little bit, puts it in a little cup of water, and uses it out of there.
Get the fuck out of here. No way. This is like sparkle
and
car wash.
And then I drank out of it one night. I was fucking furious.
The first time you brush your teeth in months. I'm fucking full blast, fucking no, full throttle, gates open, water's coming, and I'm fucking, every plate gets a squirt, you know, I've got the brush going.
You guys don't have the the shower head on there, do you?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's nice.
What am I, fucking Rockefeller? Jesus Christ, I'm living in a rent-controlled apartment in the Heights. So she's like, the other day, she's like, yeah, be careful with the water. And I'm like, do you want to do it? Like,
be careful with the water.
Like,
what?
Just like, because they're the fucking Europeans are so environmentally conscious that it's like, I got the water running full
honey,
blast.
You would kill me.
Yeah.
Dude, I turn the water on when I get into the shower in the sink just to let it run.
Yeah, just
so
to,
it's
just
nice
to get the
and
air
cold
out.
When I
yeah,
brush
yeah,
my
yeah,
teeth.
Yeah.
Oh, that is one thing. I don't know how much water I've wasted.
So I'm fine. I'm not even like wasting it. You know what I mean? I'm not like, fuck it. I'm not like fucking spraying it out the window.
Oh, my dishes.
I'm not having a water fight. I'm just cleaning the dishes how I do the dishes. So, you know, boom, soap. And she's like, the other day, she's like, I think you use a little too much soap. I'm like, what? Too much soap? And then
the dollar.
That's what I said. We've gone through one thing, one like big, you know, whatever, like the, I don't know, foot long, foot high things, 10 inches. And I was like, we've gone through one of these in 3.5 months or 4 months. It was like a week ago. So I'm like, 4 months, we've gone through one thing of soap. I'm like, that's like a $12 soap expense a year. Like, we're okay. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? I don't have to cut the corners so much. And my part of me is like, then you fucking do it. Like, then I'm not doing this chore. Then you telling me if the chore is getting completed.
Okay.
Same thing with her drive. The drive is getting completed. Doesn't matter exactly how it's getting done or.
As long as it gets.
You're not doing it. And it's a zero sum game. It's a sure. fucking it's a binary. It's did it happen or did it not happen? It's not how well was the fucking shower scrubbed or anything like that, you know.
Sure.
It's are the dishes clean? Did the kids get to school?
Yeah.
Yes, yes. Then who the fuck cares about how it got done?
How much we spend, you know, so much time about shit like that that doesn't fucking matter.
I know. So I have a thing where like she
it doesn't matter.
She's just, yeah, so she also, I use a lot of deodorant.
I mean, unless she was driving over lawns and shit like that, okay?
Yeah, or fucking taking mulching a couple of kids.
Yeah, and like, you know, driving on the wrong side of the road, which you guys already are, but that's neither here nor there, all right? It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
And it's fucking insane. Like, I do that. The things that I think about, you ever catch yourself one of those moments? You're like, why the fuck do I even care? Who
yeah.
gives a shit?
I said, so my thing to her is like, anytime she questions me on like a little thing, instead of like getting into the fight or like explaining myself or anything, I literally, and she knows now that when I say this, it's like one of those things, I go, just let me live my life. And she goes, yeah, you're right. You know what I mean? Like, instead of like questioning, like, that's the end of the conversation, it's like it gets a laugh. And I just go, let me live my life. She goes, yeah, good point. Hmm. She commented on the amount of deodorant I use. And I'm like, lady. Have you have all your problems sorted out? That you're now on the amount of deodorant I use on a day. You need to fucking take a look in. All right.
Okay. All right. So that's number one, Michelle. We hope we gave you a little something there. Don't take any shit off this guy. All right. You're too good of a lady, and that's great. 10 miles every day, taking her kids to school. Look at that. That's good stuff. That is good stuff right there. He's lucky he's allowed to go along.
Yeah, this one is from our girl, Daffy.
Ooh, very nice. Daffy Poo. No,
she sent this in before and I forgot to. This was a tweet a Twitter direct message I forgot to read. And then she yelled at me about it.
Okay.
Sorry, Daff. She would say, this kind of touches on what you were talking about earlier with people not paying attention. She would say, 4 out of 10 people do not possess proper listening communication skills. I don't know if I'm surrounded by chatty Cathys who lack self-awareness on a daily basis, or I'm just super picky about how I communicate, but I notice that most people don't really listen. Types of calls, I watch a person. These types I come across will watch a person's lip move, and it seems like they're just listening, but they're really just thinking about what they're going to say and when.
Yeah, we talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, I think it was a different person. And then when they talk, they just talk at the other person, you know, not even like trying to like make it seem like a, you know.
I wasn't listening.
You weren't. You were looking at your phone. You were looking at fucking Twitter.
I was looking up for something.
You're
for
such a piece of garbage.
I was multitasking, Kevin, and I was listening to you. Continue. I was making a joke.
And she says, what the hell is causing this? Why don't people listen? Glad you guys are back on the podcast. Thank you, Daffy. I would say that there is a bit, you know, technology has to do with it.
Don't blame it on that.
I'm just saying, a part of it, our attention spans are shortening, for sure. 100%. I was just talking to you. There's one person that needs to listen to me now, and you just started looking on Twitter.
I was looking up a tweet so we could talk about it.
Yeah, it doesn't have to happen that moment. There's other things going on. But, yeah, so I think...
People are more self-absorbed. People... We said this, and Dave Temple called me out on it. He's like, when I talk to you, it seems like you're just waiting for your turn to talk. And you know, a lot of times that's true, which isn't good because as an actor, listening is very important.
What?
Yeah. I mean, that's just really a comment. She's not looking for advice on that.
No. It's just her hard feelings with shit that bothers her. And we've touched on it on other...
I think the older you get, the more you hate people. I don't think it's the other way around. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think as you go through life, you start to realize everybody's a fucking asshole. And the people that are, you know, that you surround yourself with are the ones you really care about. And I hate fucking small talk anyway. Yapping to people about this and that. Fuck them. Don't worry, Daffy Poo, you're the best.
Yes, thank you, Daff. This other one's quite long. Do you want to get into it now, or do you want to wait, because we're already running long?
It sounds like a juicy... Is it a good one?
Yeah, it's good. It's just... It's in-depth, and I think that we're already running a bit late.
That we will save that for next week.
All right, this will be the first one we do
But real quick, I wanted to say what I was looking for while I was multitasking was Easy B shot us a tweet today. Easy B, Brian, on Twitter, said he broke a belt loop, then the trailer broke down while he was towing it. Had to disconnect in the pouring rain. Hard fucking feelings.
I know.
That's a hard feeling right there, baby.
Dude, the other day, my girlfriend made me, not me, whatever. I had to hang a shelf, like when we first moved into the apartment. And our hamper, like our dirty clothes are under it.
You call it a hamper too?
Yeah, it's got to be a Philly trash thing.
I think so, yeah.
You have to buy a hamper, a Clover.
Yeah.
Remember Clover?
Oh, buddy, let me tell you something. Some of my best G.I. Joes were pulled out of that place.
Yeah.
And they had a legit, the one by us on 73 and 202. You don't know where that is? You don't know where
Route 73 is? What is this, Cruising USA? What the fuck do I look like? 73 and Route 202. What? Now I don't know where the fuck that is.
That's a very popular, two very popular highways in our Philadelphia area. You don't Route 202, Decal Pike, Skipback Pike, you don't know it?
Skipback, but hey, listen, saddlebags.
Hop a long lane.
Let's wrap this thing fuck up.
No, you got me started. Now, the Clover used to have a legit 80s fucking snack bar. They had the three different sizes of Jawbreakers. Soft
Icees.
Buddy, oh my God, those Icees. The soft pretzels.
As cold as the day is long.
The soft pretzels. Why?
They were the super pretzel.
Super pretzel.
But like made in the store super pretzel.
Yeah, and they were spinning around in that fucking little thing.
Oh, Jesus.
And that's what sucks, man. I love Amazon, all that shit. But you know, the nostalgia of brick and mortar places in the 80s. We just did it right back then.
Yeah, but there's brick and mortar now. What are you talking about?
I know, but not like that. You don't walk into fucking Kmart.
We're surrounded by bricks and mortar.
Kmart used to serve food. There used to be a restaurant in Kmart.
Yeah, there's one in Target now. Kmart just sucks.
No.
Kmart has...
That Target, that shit's not the same. That's all frozen bullshit.
No.
And there's homeless people sitting there. It's not the same.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I do know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's it.
You don't know what you're talking about.
All right. Let's wrap it up. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. You're hosting this episode.
Oh, hey. Thanks, Kevin. Hey, guys.
Thanks a lot for listening. We appreciate it. Make sure you go to iTunes. You're listening to this on iTunes. Take literally 2 seconds to leave a 5-star review.
What's the sticker deal?
I got stickers. You want the stickers? Fucking hit me up. People have already hit me up for stickers.
Are you going to send them out?
I will send out the stickers this week. So hit me up. If you wrote in... So if you've emailed or tweeted the hard, you know, a story for hard feelings that we for us to read, some people, you know, have a good amount of people already hit me up and gave me their address.
Are you going to honor this? You're going to really do it?
Listen,
right.
Fucking ass. Why are you shitting on me like I'm a piece of shit?
I'm not.
I'm the one pushing this whole fucking thing.
All right.
And you're acting like I'm a fucking asshole.
I'm quality control.
I asked you for a fucking video to put on Instagram fucking 3 weeks ago. Nothing. And now you're breaking my balls about sending out fucking stickers. Shut up. That's my hard feelings. Shut it. Fucking making me look like an asshole to the listeners. How about thank you, Kevin? Great idea with the stickers, Kevin.
I said thank you.
Thank you for using your own money.
That's all.
Thank you for using your own money,
I'll break
Kevin.
You off something.
You fucking asshole.
How much
asshole?
Were the stickers?
Yeah, how about I charge you for your fucking hoodie? How about that?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wait, you didn't pay for the hoodies. They were free.
But they were a gift to me, so if you want it.
What's the retail on those things?
Oh, I don't know. Expensive. Expensivo.
All right.
Yeah, so... Guys, rate and review on iTunes. You were doing that, and then we kind of stopped pushing, and people stopped doing it. So rate and review on iTunes, and tell a fucking friend, baby. These numbers are going through the roof.
We should be pushing for people to share the podcast on Twitter. Even though the numbers are going up, we don't want to slow down.
Yeah.
If you like the podcast so much, just fucking hit the share button when we post it.
Keep a little momentum going, a little steam, you know what I mean?
We appreciate you guys, and we fucking love you.
I need you.
We're actually doing something here, all right?
All right, thanks a lot, guys.
We'll see you next week. Carmine Spaghetti is giving us a dirty look, so we have to get out of the studio.
Give me that coiffed haircut.
Goodbye, everyone.
Spaghetti!